best in your area. Okay. All right. All right. Love this.
Thank you so much, Mary. I appreciate your time. Stephen, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. It's midweek, and we're hanging in there. We got two more days. We don't work weekends, so
yeah.
Pretty good. Appreciate you asking that sincerely. And I know you're doing I love the name of the business, Lock Dock. That's awesome.
Yep.
So you're doing residential, commercial, and automotive, which is really good. So Mary did mention a couple things. You are the owner of the business, and then she also mentioned that you can take on more jobs, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, as far as the company, she also verified, I think you are licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, really, really good. All right, so I do see a couple things online. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do see a website for your business, but I don't see a Google Business profile. Am I missing one by chance? If you have a
Facebook, yeah.
I see. Yep. You got a Facebook business, which is great. You got a you actually got a VVV. That's awesome too. You got a Yelp listing with amazing reviews, but I don't see any presence on Google, right? Like a where you have the map section and the little red dot verified. Am I missing
one?
No,
I do not.
Got it.
Nope.
Okay. All right. And so, you know, right now, how are you, you know, getting new customers or how are you getting new business through the door?
Pretty much word of mouth. And, you know, unfortunately, I did have to cut back on my advertising.
Okay.
But I've been having a lot of repeat business and then referrals.
Yeah, that's really, really good. Okay. Yeah, repeat business are good. Hopefully not too many people lock their car out or something, right?
No.
That's gonna happen. Okay.
Yeah, right. But, you know, some people will lock their keys in their car. Then they might need an additional secondary key.
Yeah.
Or they use me for their house where they, you know, want to replace some locks.
Yeah.
Or a lock was broken on their house. So I can get them. And then, of course, my commercial customers, you know, I'm pretty much the sole locksmith that they use for a lot of maintenance companies.
Got it.
And apartment complexes, and
wow.
That is a lot of my business.
That's really good. Good to hear, man. I like to see a successful company. That's really good. So, yeah, what this would do in a nutshell, right? And just also, I just try to open up your website. I think your website might be down. I don't know if you.
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we would do for you. So, for example, if anybody would be in your area or looking for your business, I'm pretty sure you have business cards, you have your logo on your work truck and so forth, or your work van. But in a nutshell, when people are searching for the services online, the following companies are coming up. I got Forest Lock and Key. I got Madness,
mm-hmm.
Supreme,
mm-hmm.
Cardinal. All right, we got Ramsey. And that's, you know, that's something that I do see. As far as your company, you know, you do have a Google Business profile, right? You had mentioned you didn't, but I was able to find it. I think you're on the picture, blue shirt, and it has like a cross, right? But the
yep.
Yep, that's you. Okay. Yeah, so we would get that optimized, right? So it would come up in a, I don't know if you're servicing like a 50-mile radius, would you say that would be fair enough to say?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, yeah, and then we can also build a website for you. Like, if you own that domain, even better, we can actually build our template over it and then just get your website up and running. Did you stop paying the website person, or was it just something you took down yourself?
I did. I came into mm-hmm. some financial strain. And,
got it. Okay.
I was not able to renew it.
Yeah, no worries. Well, I, you know, just want to throw it out there. Steven, I can throw in a website at no additional cost. So this would be a fully customized website Google compliant. People get scheduled directly from your website. People can put reviews directly from there. It's an awesome tool, right? But if you own the domain, do you own it, or is it something you were just paying another company to host?
I was paying another company to host it.
Got it. Okay, and they own the domain, right? Or did you own it? You're not quite sure.
I don't remember.
Don't worry about that. Okay. Yeah, so we can look into it. If you don't own it, we can always get one that's similar. If that name is still available out there as far as domain, we can get it back for you. We would also run Facebook retargeting ads, get you ranking on Apple as well, and then get your optimized listing for Yelp as well, and then put you on Bing, which is another search engine. So as far as cost, I'm able to do a couple things. You have a couple things in place. You have a Google Business Profile. All it would be is optimize it so that way you're coming up when people are searching for your services. So I can waive a huge percentage of your setup fee. So you're looking at $398 to start, and it's $299 every single month after that. So it would be a flat rate. It would be a month-to-month service. It would be absolutely no contract, so you don't have to marry us. You would just see how the results are working for you. And once again, we don't want this to be another bill for you, right? At the end of the day, we want this to be something that's going to be able to pay for itself, right? Especially if you have some financial hardship.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want this to just be another, another consumption. We want it to actually be an investment that's actually going to be able to pay for itself. So that would be something that people can have your website back in action, visible. When people are looking up your company, they just don't see the other listings. They'll see your company come up on that first page, and then get you listed in other cities that you want to be servicing, right? Not just your own backyard, but the surrounding cities as well, right? I would say about a 50-mile radius. So Farmville, if you're able to go into Winterville, Aiden, right? I know that's something that you want. Okay, got it. Yeah, so that's something that we can do for you, right? So you have a great reputation, man. I really give you kudos for it. You got some established business, all it is, and you got like a community winner, platinum winner. I see that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. See that? That's good. So
unfortunately, I didn't get it last year, but. Or this year, I'm sorry, but I've got it several years previously.
Well, let's get it next year. that's commendable. I mean, you got a lot going out for the business. I definitely see that you have a good, strong online presence. All it is just optimizing it so that way you're coming up, getting your website reestablished, and getting your name out there, not just only there, but obviously the surrounding cities. It would be the best rate. I mean, it's about $10 a day. You would if you're dividing it the $299, and there's a one-time setup fee. So that setup fee is just to cover the programming, getting your website up and running, getting you optimized, and getting you the other platforms that we mentioned. So is that something that you would like to take advantage of and give it an opportunity?
I do. However, I just don't have the cash flow at this time to do it at that rate. I unfortunately for medical reasons had to take a few months off this year.
Sorry to hear that, man.
I'm trying to rebuild my business and my reputation again. And, I certainly do like what you have to say, and I certainly do like what you're talking about as far as the program. Unfortunately, at that rate, I'm going to have to put a hold on it.
Yeah. And I appreciate you being honest and letting me know your situation. I had my brother that had a huge medical operation about a year ago. And he had his own business. He had a detailing business, and had to take time off, and that was rough. I could possibly do something. If the only thing that's kind of holding you back from something like this and getting you back to where you need to be, the financial part of things, I might be able to do something for you and possibly get you at a lower rate. I would just have to reach out, message my supervisor, James. But what that would do, right, just so you kind of know, I could waive your setup fee. You have a Google Business Profile, so I explain you have that. You have all these things in place. Mm-hmm. All we would just program you. I would still include the website at no additional cost, and I would get you in at $249. So it would just be $249 if I were to get that approved, and that's waiving that setup fee initially, and then getting you a $50 savings every single month. If I'm able to do that, is that something that you can think about or move forward, or something that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, let me message.
I can try and see what I can do as far as getting that together and, making that happen.
Yeah. All right. So I can message him right now and just getting that approval. The reason why is, once again, like, I understand your situation. One of the things I highly recommend that you could do in the near future, and that we can possibly talk when you're scaling up, is, I don't know if you ever heard of the Google Guarantee Program. The local service ads through Google? No? Okay. You heard of Google Ads before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Google Ads is like it's Google Guaranteed. It's like Google Ads on steroids. Google Ads is like maybe like the pay-per-click, and the Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead. So when you start scaling up, that's something that I would highly recommend to, get into, because those are guaranteed leads. I mean, they're 100% like, they're amazing. So companies like HomeAdvisor, Angie's can't even get close to the Google Guarantee, but that's something that, we can do down the road. As far as getting you optimized and getting your website and everything, we can definitely start on that and get you going. So I messaged my supervisor. She'll have a response here in the next two seconds or so. Your listing, on Google, everything's the same. Like, you haven't changed anything at all whatsoever, as far as address, anything?
No.
No?
Okay. Well, address has changed.
Got it. Okay. So, well, let me ask you a question, just more specifically. As far as, the Google Business Profile that you had, or that you have, are you still operating out of the same area or a different area now?
Yes.
Okay.
The listing showed, I believe, a Greenville address. However, I'm actually in Winterville now, which is a town over.
Yeah, I see the Winterville's right next door. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Do you want us to repin verify you in the new current address, or you want to keep the same address the same? There's not much of a difference. It's not like you're not. It's not super far, so you know what I mean. We can still target you in Winterville, but the thing that would happen is repin verify you can actually hurt some of your ratings that you have on Google. Which, I mean, you have an amazing platform as far as reviews. So I would recommend to keep it the same. We would just get you optimized, in the surrounding cities. Is that okay with you, though? I just want to get your input.
That sounds fair.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That sounds fair.
Yeah. Because you have 156 reviews, right?
Yeah.
So that's impressive.
Yeah, I knew it was close to that. Yeah.
Yeah, impressive. 4.9. I mean, that's just killer. We could still keep it there, but then obviously just have you, coming up in the surrounding cities, we'll do a 50-mile radius. So we can do that, no problem. My supervisor gave me an access code. It says Pumpkin 1. So I'll use that, I guess, for October. So
yeah, right.
I don't know. He's very festive type of guy, so he's huge on Halloween, but. I'm able to apply that. So what that would do, that would take away your setup fee and just get you in at that that $249 rate, and that would be a month-to-month no contract. So that would also include a website at no additional cost. So we can keep the same domain if it's available. If it's not, then we can also, you know, get you a brand new domain. So you wouldn't even have to worry about that. So we can get that together. Okay. As far as everything else, you also have like hours of operation from 6 p.m. or 8:30 to 6 p.m. Are you still not working Saturdays and Sundays, or are you open to Saturdays and Sundays?
I'm not working Saturdays or Sundays.
Okay,
at the moment.
No worries. We can keep that the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that changes,
I certainly will do emergency. But
okay.
You know, it's at my discretion, unfortunately. And if I'm going through a divorce, so I get my kids every other weekend, and I want that every other weekend to be free so I can spend time with my children.
Welcome to the team. I've been divorced for 5 years now, and I have my daughter every weekend. Yeah, so I have her Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and her mom has her the rest of the week. But I'm in a different part of town where my daughter is located, so I have to drive an hour and 30 minutes to 2 hours, depending on traffic, to go see her. I hear you. So weekends are very important to me. So I know they're important to you. So okay, we can have you listed for that, and then we can notate that you're taking emergency jobs as well. So that's not an issue.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do that. Okay. Cool. And then just to verify a couple things, what's the best email address that we can contact you or send your invoice to?
LockDocNC@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. All right. Got that. And Stephen, for account purposes, what is your last name? This is not for the public to know.
Oh, what was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, what's your last name? This is for account purposes, not for the public. We're not going to post your name out there.
It's Fullington, FullingTon.
Gotcha. All right, Fullington. And the number that we're on, right, the 252-412-1969, is that that's the number you want your clients to contact you? It's still the same, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And as far as your Google Business Profile, Google just might need to just verify that you're still there. But what's the new business address for the business?
Hold on 1 second.
Hey, sure.
It's 1497 Sugar Creek Road, Winterville, North Carolina, 28590.
Okay. Got it. You said Sugar Creek, right?
Sugar Creek, yeah.
Okay, Sugar Creek. I got it. Okay. All right, so I got that there already. And now as far as you know, the website, I mean, I know you used to pay a different company for that. Do you want us to, you have pictures of stuff you've done, right? Like the pictures you have before and after, work you've done before, right? So we can showcase on your, Okay, cool. Just want to notate that for the technician. Okay. Winterville. All right, so we got everything done here. The thing that we would have to do, as far as the keywords, I mean, everything that's listed that you do on other platforms, do you want me to keep the same? Or are you taking any on, like, new jobs? I know you're doing commercial, residential, automotive, but anything else that you want us to list you for? Or something specific that comes to mind?
No.
No? Okay.
Commercial, residential, automotive.
Okay.
Let's see.
Are you doing any, like, security cameras by chance or anything? No, right?
Yeah, well, access control.
Okay. I got, here I got some keywords. Total home security, high security locks, keyless locks, access control, emergency services, automotive, commercial, residential.
Yeah, those are all the keywords I'd like to keep.
Okay, sounds good. We can do that for you. It's not an issue. All right, and then as far as the area, so it's okay for us to list you for about a 50-mile radius, you said, right? That's okay with you?
Yes, correct.
All right, sounds
yes.
good. So, I pretty much got everything here down. So the last thing we would have to do is, I know that today you sound like you're a little busy, you know, in the background. We do what's called an onboarding call with one of our technicians. They're just going to cross the
uh-huh.
T's and dot the I's to make sure that everything's good to go, and we're listing you exactly how you want to be listed on Google. So we do have time tomorrow in morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever will work for you. What works best for you when it comes to taking that? It's about a 30-minute phone call.
Afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay, sounds good. So what
yeah.
time in the afternoon would be more feasible for you?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay, so we can definitely do 1 o'clock. All right, and then so everything is good to go here. All we would have to do is I put in that code for the lower premium.
Pumpkin one. Yeah.
Yeah, pumpkin one. Yeah. You remember that. That's funny. Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna talk to him like, hey, why'd you give me pumpkin one? It's usually like a date, like 9 or 10 wine or something, you know, but anyhow.
Right.
So I guess it's the first day of the month. So got October spooky season, as he calls it. So we'll put
yeah.
that in there. I'm actually putting that in there right now. Now, as far as, securing the listing, what would you like to use to secure the 249? Would that be a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
American Express.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll take down the numbers and I have to read what's called a voice verification, and that's for your protection, just to outline the service agreement and everything, right? That's for your protection. And then you're going to receive your invoice with your terms and conditions, right, as well. Now, as far as
okay.
There, let me just put that. Oh, I almost forgot the pumpkin one. Give me 1 sec. So let me put that right now. Yeah, you're right. So let me put that so that way stays that, and we don't lose that. There we go. Got that. All right. Yep, I got it now. Okay, so if you want to start with the numbers, then I can verify them for you.
3727-6401-932101-8.
Okay, so let me repeat that. It got 3727-6401-932101-8, right?
Correct.
Okay, and the expiration and month and year?
0626.
0626. Okay, and the 3-digit code on the card.
It's going to be 4. It's 5583.
5583. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to read what's called this voice verification. Once again, this is just to outline the service agreement, let you know it's a month-to-month service, no contracts, and that way it's for your protection, right? So let me know if there's anything that comes up that you don't understand. I'm always able to verify that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance, and it's also to outline the service agreement with their company and an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
LockDoc.
Okay. And it says, please state your title within the business.
Owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractional agreement on behalf of the business?
Repeat that one more time.
Yeah, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
All right. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, or emails from local Splash when necessary?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, it also says, you know, in hiring local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, we're going to, you know, get you ranked on Google, do the optimization. There's another company you can, you know, definitely move on, but just we don't want you to pay for something else that you already paid for. So if something comes up, just let us know so that way there's not two companies trying to do one thing, right?
Right, okay.
Got it, okay. So it also says your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today. It's the amount of $249. So what we're doing is we're waiving your setup fee, and we're getting you at a discounted rate. You can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that's our 877 number. I'll text it over to you right now. I'll text you everything as soon as before we get on the phone so everything's good to go. And then one of the things that I did see here, for some reason, when I typed in that address on Google, it's not showing up. Can you repeat that to me again? The sugar?
Yeah. It's the address?
Yeah, your address. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 1497.
Okay.
Sugar Creek Road, and it's two words.
Okay.
Well, gotcha. Sugar Creek is two words.
Mm-hmm.
Winterville.
Got it.
North Carolina, 28590.
I found it now. Yeah, that's what it was. For some reason, the system was thinking it was something else. Winterville. Okay, yeah, you're right. All right, so I got that there. So let me know if you receive your invoice. It should be in your inbox, and it'll say welcome to Local Splash. So that should be coming up here in the next minute or so. So let me know if you were able to get that.
Let's see.
You should have got a text and via email as well. It'll say welcome to Local Splash. It'll say initial.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I received it.
Okay, perfect. So we got that going. So last thing that we need to do, I notated the account heavily. We just need to do the client onboarding call tomorrow, and that's going to be at 1 p.m. So once again, if you have pictures for your website and anything that you would like to add as far as keywords or anything else that comes up, the technician will definitely be able to take care of that for you. Just, you know, if something comes up, you know, you cannot take that onboarding call, then you could always give me a call, and then I'll be able to always work around your schedule. I've also sent you right now as a text message my direct contact information, so you can have that. My name is Chris. You have my direct number and my extension, so if there's anything that comes up, you can always reach out to me, and I'll be able to take care of things for you. I'm not a technician, so just, you know, I'm not good with programming. So, you know, when it comes
right.
to anything else,
okay.
I'll be able to help you out with any of that. But we're pretty much all set. You have everything in place already. Then tomorrow, once again, we will have the client onboarding call, and we said we're going to do it at 1 p.m. So just make sure we don't miss that so we can get you optimized and getting you back to where you need to be.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? I know I think you're with your daughter, right? I heard maybe.
Well, both my kids, yeah.
Both your kids? Okay. Yeah. I don't want to take any more of your precious time. I know my daughter's spending time with her is everything to me. So I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity. And tomorrow we'll wrap up things so we can get you listed on Google. We'll optimize. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. Have a good rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. You too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.